This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Hey, one thing the game needs is more people like you.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
It's Daniel Bard. It's
Steve Aoki.
There's Saul Tlamakia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball.
Baseball isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
The whole purpose of me sharing is just kind of get it out there and let people know that they're not alone, you know. Even if I could help one person, you know, it's meaningful, so I'm just trying to let people know that there's always help and to make sure they're reaching out.
Have you watched it?
I have not. Not yet.
Are you going to soon? Like, have you thought about that? What it would be like to sort of watch from the outside what you said?
No, I haven't really. I mean, I'm sure I'll watch it eventually, but I just haven't got to it yet.
How are you getting reactions? Last night we were told that the Samaritans had triple the calls than they normally get just from when we talked about the story. What does that mean to you to hear that already people are being impacted by this?
It means a lot. I mean, that was the whole purpose of me sharing. I mean, it's not easy to talk about, but I was just really thought deep down that if I could help at least one person, that it was going to be meaningful, and to hear that is awesome. So, I mean, I hope I can help inspire people to talk about it more.
Sure. I'm just wondering, how are you doing now, and are you able to share any of what you're going through overall right now?
I'm doing good. I'm in a good spot now, and I have a really good support group around me, you know, teammates, coaches, friends, family, and I'm just thankful to have those people behind me.
How about that? The moment that you shared, are you talking about 2022? When you shared this moment, referring to the dark time and the energy option, were you talking about the doctor being in 2022?
Yeah, I'm sure that's what I said, right?
It doesn't say, it's not clear.
Okay. Well, I mean,
that's what it was.
Yeah.
When the project started, did you have an idea you wanted to share this, or was it something that kind of developed over the course of the season, getting to know the crew and everything?
No, not at all. But, like, I mean, the situation just kind of happened, just kind of unfolded. And I was kind of sitting there, kind of quiet, didn't really think that it was a good moment to talk about it, but then, like I said, I just kind of thought this could possibly help people out there that don't really want to talk about it, so I just kind of took that leap of faith and hoped that it was going to do more good than bad.
How much better do you think you've gotten it? Just kind of reaching out for help when you feel that you need help or things are finally well?
Still struggle with it, you know, I always make things like trying to tell an alcoholic not to drink. You know, I've never really been a very vocal person with my feelings, but, you know, I have good friends around me that know how to drag it out of me. So I've been a lot better. You know, I've done a lot of stuff that I like to do personally, and it's helped a lot.
How have you grown from this?
A lot. You know, it's a big yourself. You gotta learn about yourself. You know, every day I gotta look myself in the mirror and tell myself how proud I am of myself, even if I don't feel like it. Just kind of trying to give myself some positive reinforcement.
What would be your message to other people that are going through this? Would it be to be vocal about it, to get help? What's your message?
Yeah, I mean, it would definitely be to ask for help. I know it's not easy. I mean, I know that I never wanted to ask anybody because I always felt like I was a bother. But I've been told by tons of friends and family that it's never a bother to somebody that cares about you. So if you're asking somebody that cares for you as much as you care for them, then it's never going to be a bother for them to ask for help.
Karen, your support network back home, your friends in California, the support network you have here, teammates and staff, you know, when you talk to people who are involved in this, in food prevention, understanding you're not alone is such a big part of that. How much has that support network meant to you, and how much has that grown, and do you rely on it more than you used to?
Yeah, I mean, I've definitely reached out a lot more than I used to. That's the big thing for me, and even when I tell myself, like, I'm not going to bother someone with this, like, I, like, go back to, like, stuff that I've journaled before that told me, like, hey, if you ever get into this headspace again, like, make sure you reach out. So just kind of reminding myself that it's important to reach out, and just knowing that other people are doing that because I talked about it, it's really heartwarming, and I hope that I can help, you know, spread the love that people need to support each other.
Should you know about, like, the resources that were available when you think about, like, you know, when you think about this horrible time? Was the biggest struggle to use the resources available, or was it not understanding what was it?
No, the resources are always, they've been there, and it's just when you're going through it, you just don't really want to talk about it. It's just kind of like you versus you, and you just kind of shut yourself off from the world, and I mean, it's pretty lonely. I mean, the resources were there. I just, you know, you just don't want to be a bother. Like, I mean, personally, that's just what I thought. I thought I was just a bother to talk about it. I thought, why is my life so important to talk about what other people have to go through stuff? Like, there's people with families, kids, they're going through stuff. Like, when I put all that stuff in my head, it's like, yeah, there's no way I'm going to bother somebody else with my problems. So that's how it was going through my head. So,
do you have professionals to help me?
I don't really want to get into the details of that, but, you know, I have my support system behind me, and they got my back.
How supportive is it? It makes sense to live up front office and how cool it helps.
They've been amazing. I mean, they've always been amazing to me, and even hearing this kind of stuff, they haven't changed the way they talk to me or anything like that. So that's been the biggest thing, is that, like, I didn't want it to be this thing where they, like, treat you differently. But no, they're still talking smack to me, and I'm talking smack back to them, and they still have that love language, so it's been awesome.
Jeff, can you talk about the response you've gotten over the last couple of days, maybe someone has stood out, or just what people have been saying to you?
Yeah, there's no one particular person. I think it's just the all-around support has been the most important thing to me. It's like, just talking about it, you realize, like, how many people want to support you, so that's been a big thing for me, and I'm just thankful.
Your mental health has been a challenge. Do you feel that changing and
considering
where it
needs to be? I think it's still tough to talk about, because I see people look at us just like we're, like, superhumans, and they can say whatever we want to us, and it's not going to affect us. And they don't really realize that we are humans at the end of the day. So I hope, I mean, fans are still going to be fans, still going to be, but, like, I think that talking about it more will just, like, help athletes talk to other athletes about the what they're going through.
Yeah, I mean, that being your job is one with a lot of us, and you feel like you're better equipped to deal with that now than you were a few years ago?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that I've gone through the highs and lows and figured out what works for me. I mean, it's still a daily process of learning what I need to do for myself, but yeah, I think I'm more equipped now.
You have, you're launching a foundation, correct?
Yes.
What do you hope to accomplish? You know, how much thought went into the idea of being a visible spokesperson for those who are dealing with mental health struggles, and what you hope to accomplish as a result of doing so?
For me, I just want people to feel like they have somebody to talk to, and that we can get them the help they need. I know I want to kind of focus on everybody, but also the younger generation, because I know growing up I had no idea what was going on. So I feel like if we can help them at a younger age, it just prepares them for their adulthood.
This has gone public. Do you feel like there's been a weight that's been asking, or however you want to?
No, I mean, there's a little more cameras around, so there's a little more weight. But it's a good weight. It's a good weight. It's, you know, just helping people talk about it and realize, like, hey, Jaren Durant can go through this, and I can go through this with possibility.
Realize that. I understand that a lot of young kids have these same issues that you know, they're dealing with too, especially with social media. It doesn't seem easy for a lot of these people.
Yeah, I've seen a couple comments on some of my posts about kids that are like, hey, like, I'm your biggest fan, and knowing that you're talking about it means I can talk about it, so I wanted to say thank you. Seeing that kind of stuff, like, really, really hits deep.
How about within the baseball community? Have you had players, you know, reach out? Like, you've been very, you know, getting, for a couple of years now, you've been vocal and, you know, and visible about some of your mental health struggles. How much has that opened up a window for other players to talk to you?
Yeah, I mean, I've had a couple guys, I mean, I have some younger guys in the organization who came training and talk to me about, like, seeing how I'm going about it and dealing with it has helped them a lot. So, honestly, seeing that was, like, really eye-opening, because I never would have thought, like, seeing, like, a younger guy in the organization wanted to come up to me and tell me that he looks up to me and how I'm handling it. So that was really big.
You shot this was all shot last year. It comes out today. Has there been a little bit of unease knowing this was coming? Like, have you been sort of, is there a little relief now that the story is out there and you can talk about it and move on?
Yeah. I mean, I knew it was going to be tough for me to talk about, you know. You guys that know me, I'm shy when it comes up to the camera and mic, but,
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
I think it's just good that it's out there, so now that people can hopefully talk about it more and spread the word about, like, making sure to check on each other. And even if somebody seems like they're doing okay, like, you still need to check on them.
Sure, one of the things that you said in there was you hadn't gotten a chance yet to talk to your parents about it. And I don't know if they wanted it by seeing the documentary or you were able to speak with them beforehand. How have they been supportive of you and their reaction to all this?
Yeah, they've always been really supportive of me. I mean, I know I kind of kept it hidden from them just because I didn't want to bother them, and they always saw me as, like, a hardworking kid who's doing really good and doesn't really have anything to bother them, and I didn't want to change that image that they had of me, so I didn't really bother them about it, but I was able to sit down and talk to them and let them know, and they've been nothing but supportive, of course.
I think we're going to get a warm reception tonight, a cold night, but yeah, what will that mean to you?
Yeah, it'll mean a lot. I mean, it's been pretty rowdy the past couple nights, so I'm sure it'll seem the same because you guys, your fans are always loud and they always love us. So.
How has your relationship with Alex Cora just kind of evolved and grown, I guess, since then?
It's always been really strong with AC. I mean, he's always been that guy that puts me in his wing and helps me, and I think this has just kind of opened it up more so we can have even deeper conversations. You know, I always love that, like, kind of simple conversation, talk to family, how's this, how's that, but, like, I feel like this has just opened the door for us to, you know, get even closer and talk more personal.
Sharon, how much pressure was it here out of the door yesterday that what you're doing is going to help save lives?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really kind of put that into perspective until he kind of said that, and I kind of sat back and was like, yeah, like, hearing that people are talking about it more and that could help a lot of people, help save their lives, you know, just kind of getting out there, it's been really eye-opening, and I hope it does. I mean, that was the whole purpose of it, was to just kind of get it out there. Like, I'll take the media for these people to be able to talk about it on the back end, so it's been good to hear.
Yeah, Loshi was just in the way, but thank you for being helpful.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.